And now the game where we ask significant people about insignificant things. Let us spare a thought for a moment for those members of a pair who end up being overshadowed by their partner. Andrew Ridgely, who once was part of Wham with George Michael. Garfunkel, left behind by Simon. Tubbs, overshadowed by Crockett. Sometimes it's hard to be second banana, so let's give a warm, appreciative, healing welcome to the senior senator from Illinois, Mr. Dick Durbin. Senator Durbin, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you.
Now, I'm kidding, of course, but only partially, because your career in politics goes back decades. You worked your way up as an assistant to politicians. You were a congressman for many years. Finally, you were elected to the Senate, where you've served with distinction over the years. And then all of a sudden, this whippersnapper, Barack Obama, pops up out of nowhere, gets all the press. Oh, the senator from Illinois. Oh, the senator from Illinois. So let's talk about you, sir, for once. How often do you talk to Senator Obama? What's he like?
He's on my speed dial.
He's on your speed dial. You know.
And I call him regularly on the campaign trail. We're keeping pretty close contact.
Right. I mean, as we in Illinois know, you keep a low profile. You're a hard worker. But it must bother you in some level to see his incredible ascent into the national consciousness.
No, I see it differently. I feel like a fellow who's been on a baseball team for a long time, and along comes this MVP rookie. Who is about to set all the records, and it means our team is finally going to win the big game.
Yeah.
But do you ever just close the door and in your privacy say, Marsha, Marsha, Marsha? No, he doesn't.
No, I guess not. There's a story before we leave the topic that you were, in fact, key in convincing Senator Obama to run for president. The story is that you told him now is the time. You can't choose your moment. You just got to seize it. Is that what happened?
Well, there's a lot of truth to that. It was over at the Union League Club, and about 20 months ago, we sat down in a room together and talked it over, and he made the decision, and off we went.
Wow. Mm.
Was it a smoke-filled room? Or?
No. This is a new generation of politics.
So you did this for Obama. You gave him just the right push at just the right moment. So if he wins, what is he going to owe you? What do you hope to get? The Durbin Highway? The Durbin bedroom?
You know, he can't give me the commissioner of baseball, which is, of course, my life's dream.
Of course.
and the other consolation prize might be ambassadorship to Italy. But other than that, I don't have many ambitions.
Really?
I like what I'm doing.
Well, let's talk about what you're doing. You are, in fact, as we speak, the majority whip in the Senate. Senator Jim Webb, one of your colleagues, was on the show a few weeks ago, and he suggested that this idea of comedy and collegiality in the Senate was a facade, that behind your my dear friend from whatever other state you're talking about, that you all just simply loathe each other, and there's a lot of hostility. Is that your experience?
I wouldn't go as far as loathing.
Okay.
It's a loathe-hate relationship.
There is some tension in our relationships, that's
right.
For sure.
Right. So, like, for example, tell me about your deep, personal, sincere feelings about Joseph Lieberman.
Well. Let me be very blunt and honest with you. Without Joe Lieberman's vote, we would not be in the majority.
Right.
And that's a fact. We disagree on some big issues like his choice for president, mine, and his position on the war, and mine. But I respect Joe, and I'm glad he voted for a Democratic majority.
Right. And how much are you gritting your teeth as you say all those things?
No. All true. Everything I said is true.
He's a wonderful, kind, decent human being of whom we can't say anything about until at least the next election where you get a couple more guys in there.
And does anybody sit at the lunch table with him?
Why, of course. Oh, yeah. We get along. We get along.
Really? Happy
well, you know, there are actually some strategy meetings where we're glad when Joe can't make it.
Do you actually tell him where and when those meetings are?
Well, I think he senses when he should stay in his office.
All right, I understand. Hey, I understand, finally, that you introduced some particularly meaningless legislation this week.
Well, it was a resolution,
yes.
And it was to celebrate the anniversary of your radio show,
yes.
And I thought that I'd really figured this one out. Chuck Hagel, Republican in Nebraska, showed extraordinary courage. Any Republican who stands up for a broadcast of NPR shows courage.
Yeah.
And
Give that man another bronze star.
Exactly. And so we put this resolution in. My friend Pat Leahy made sure it went through the Senate Judiciary Committee without any problems. And then it went to the floor. And I did honestly try to get it passed on Thursday evening, but it didn't work.
Really?
It turned out there was an objection on the Republican side of the aisle. So I was going to risk a filibuster and Dick Cheney breaking the tie, and I decided just to hold on to the resolution.
No, wait a minute. So the Republicans stood up and objected to your resolution commending us on our 10th anniversary?
Yes, but don't take it personally.
I won't.
Which one? Which Republican?
Can you tell us who did it?
No. You see, that's the thing about the Senate. We do things in secret.
Right.
Give us a clue.
Joe Lieberman, wasn't it? Really? It really was Joe Lieberman.
What was their objection to poor little us?
Let's figure it out.
I don't know, and I frankly may never know, but I've had a lot of resolutions held up for no reason whatsoever. I'm not going to give up.
No, I appreciate it.
It may be another 10 years, but I'll get it done.
I would say that's time well spent in the Senate.
I was about to say
that resolution.
I was about to say, you know, I feel it would be obligatory upon us that if you do get this resolution passed, we will make fun of you for wasting the Senate's time on such meaningless trivia, because that's our role. Well, Senator Durbin, we're so delighted to have you with us. We have asked you here to play a game that this time we're calling...
Okay, as it turns out, you can have too much money.
Or such is the lesson we take from the life of one Henry Nicholas, billionaire founder of Broadcom. Mr. Nicholas was seen as one of the big winners from the high-tech boom. He was living large in Orange County until he was recently indicted on charges of drug trafficking and financial fraud. We're going to ask you three questions about Mr. Nicholas's interesting career. Get two right, you'll win our prize for one of our listeners. Carl, who is the senior senator from Illinois playing for?
The senator is playing for Emily Wiggins of Champaign, Illinois.
All right.
Oh, my goodness. So constituent.
A constituent. All right. Constituent service here. Ready to play?
Ready.
First question. Most billionaires, as I'm sure you know, like to indulge themselves. Nicholas is no different. He just went a lot farther. Recent court documents reveal that he once spent millions on what? A, an RV that had its own 8-person hot tub. B, renting out the entire resort of Snowmass in Aspen so he could have it for himself for an entire weekend. Or C, building a secret underground tunnel beneath his Orange County mansion so he could sneak off to a big party room without his wife knowing.
I'm going to guess B.
You're going to guess
Snowmass.
B, renting out the entire Snowmass Mountain Resort for a weekend. That does sound like fun, but no, it was C. It was a secret underground tunnel. According to a lawsuit filed by the contractors, which is how we know about it, Nicholas demanded that they build the secret lair while he took his wife to Hawaii so she wouldn't find out about it. She knows now. Okay, Senator, you still have two more chances. If you get both of these, you'll win. Here we go. Federal prosecutors say that he was constantly, Mr. Nicholas, buying cartloads of drugs and distributing them to his various friends and to prostitutes. In fact, the indictment alleges that on one occasion, what happened? A, Nicholas forced his company to put a Newport Beach cocaine dealer on the payroll as a, quote, recreational consultant. B, on one trip aboard his private plane, he smoked so much marijuana that the pilot had to put on an oxygen mask. Or C, he once bought, sight unseen, an entire pomegranate farm because somebody casually told him you could get a high by chewing on the skin.
I'm going to say B.
You're going to say B. The oxygen mask had to be worn by the pilot. You're right.
All right.
Very good. You probably fly a fair amount in chartered aircraft. You ever come across that scenario?
I haven't run into that problem.
No, I haven't run into that problem. All right. This is exciting. If you win this, if you get this last one right, you'll win it all. Here we go. Last question. Turns out, Mr. Nicholas, not all bad. In addition to earning billions of dollars and squandering them, Mr. Nicholas proudly points at which of these achievements? A, he convinced the hard rock band Orgy not to break up. B, he was the first high-tech exec to offer free neck massages to employees at their desks. Or C, trained as an engineer, he designed what he says is the first truly comfortable strapless bra.
There's a recurring theme on your show here.
You've noticed that.
I don't own any of their CDs, but I'm going to go with A.
You're going to go with A. I want you to say it.
Rock band Orgy.
You're going to say that he convinced the rock band Orgy not to break up.
Yes.
You're right. You did it.
Oh.
He says that he hired Orgy to play his 40th birthday party, a gig they accepted only because they're about to break up and they wanted to cash in first. But he stayed up all night with them and convinced them in the end, he says, to stay together, and they're together to this day.
Isn't that's that a sweet? Wonderful thing.
Isn't that sweet?
Heartwarming.
Carl, how did Senator Dick Durbin do in our quiz?
The senator had two correct answers, Peter, so he wins our prize for Emily Wiggins.
All right.
Well done.
Constituent service.
Constituents. I don't think Jim Webb won, did he?
No.
No, he did not.
I'll rub it in.
Do you, next time you see him. Because we all know that Senator Jim Webb really loves to be teased.
Yes.
Good luck with that, sir. Senator Dick Durbin is a two-term U.S. Senator from the state of Illinois. He is also the Senate's Majority Whip, which is a big deal. Senator Durbin, thank you so much for being with us today.
Great to be on your great show. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Senator. Started.